That was a little creepy, standing there in what should have been black darkness and watching this glowing, roaring, crackling thing move toward us. We watched and waited. The wind had died to a whisper, and the atmosphere was strangely calm, except for the crackle of the fire. The men leaned on their shovels and talked in low voices, their faces smudged with soot and lit by the glow of the approaching flames. Now and then, one of them would laugh. They seemed pretty confident that we would stop the fire. I wasn't so sure. Sally Mae and the children came out to join us and brought a jug of drinking water for the men. I was watching them drink. Had anyone offered me some water? No. When little Alfred came up behind me and put his arm around my neck, he leaned down to my ear and whispered,
"Hanky, what were you doing in the chicken house?"
Huh? The chicken house? Why were we bringing up ancient history?
Mom thinks you were gonna eat one of her hens.
I whapped my tail on the ground and gave the boy a look of greatest sincerity. Fire safety. I was giving your mother's chickens a class on fire safety. You know, what to do in the event of a fire emergency. Son, there's no substitute for training. I was in the process of studying the boy's face when we were blasted by a sudden gust of cold wind, the leading edge of the thunderstorm. All eyes turned to the north, and what we saw sent chills of terror down every spine. 200 yards to the north, the monster had been awakened. Red and yellow claws of flame leaped into the air, hissing, popping, roaring, throwing showers of red sparks into the night sky. And the thing was racing toward us again. I felt a powerful urge to run, shall we say, but Alfred tightened his grip around my neck as he stared at the fire with wide eyes. So I held my position. I mean, what kind of dog would run off and leave his pal behind? The men shielded their faces from the heat and sparks and shrank back towards the house. Loper yelled, "Sally Mae, load the kids in the car and get out of here while you still can." Sally Mae scooped up the baby, then took Alfred's hand and ran for the car, which was parked behind the house. Naturally, I went with them. I mean, what could be more important than guarding Sally Mae and her children? They would need an escort to lead them through the smoke and confusion, right? Of course they would. When we reached the car, she jerked open the back door and told Alfred to jump inside. I was almost sure that she called my name, too, so I vaulted up into the back seat and,
"Hank, not you!"
and pressed myself against Alfred's body, a boy and his dog. Surely she wouldn't... She leaned into the car.
"Hank, you're covered with soot. Stay here with the men. Maybe you can help or something."
Good point. The head of ranch security needed to stay at the front. I turned to my little pal. "Son, take care of your ma. I can't leave this fire until we have it licked." And to add emphasis to my remarks, I gave him a juicy lick on the cheek and dived out of the car. Sally Mae closed the door, and they sped off into the night.